Welcome to Reckless Dice Live Play Sessions with your Game Master, Michael Wilson. In this session, we carry on with Part 9 of Buried But Not Forgotten. Enjoy!
Alright, when we last played, it was, you guys got to the town of Schildorf. You found there's a cult going on there that it was wearing down the Baron and his men and cast some mutations and whatnot at him and ended up killing one of the guards. Baron was holed up, needed some heroes to take out the cultists. But you know what? And you've talked to some people in town. You found out the Baron had not only tried to take advantage of, but then after it was above one of the town's daughters who was working at his manor. She fought back. She cut him. Gave him a nasty scar. In retaliation for that, he had her whipped in the town square and then executed. And that set off her father somehow dug up some information on cults and started this cult to just try and destroy the Baron. You guys went and talked to him, seemingly agreed so far. No, you know, you've at least told them that you're going to help them get revenge. Went to the Baron's place. Manfred stayed behind with the rest of the group. You guys took the father, Segahart, went to the Baron's manor, took the Baron and his bailiff, tied him up, manacled him, and were dragging him back to the town square. In the meantime, Manfred, the Grey Wizard, is with the rest of the cult, which is, there's 17 people there.
Mm-hmm. And Britta is stayed back with them, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's who I go and talk to immediately. I just walk right up to her and, what are you playing at?
What am I playing at? We're getting revenge.
There's more to this than what you've told my friends. This kind of thing you're dealing with is much, much too dark. Not something you would trifle with easily.
I'm sorry, you're making me giggle. I'm sorry, I'm trying to hold it. My apologies.
You talked.
Well, we took the... We don't have any power here. There's nothing we could do against the Baron if it weren't for this. It was a last resort. We're justified. There was not. We couldn't take up arms against him.
It's not justified. The price you want to pay for what you've done will last for generations.
Well, it's worth it. It's worth it.
It's not worth it. I've seen the havoc this has wreaked. You should never have done this, and you should be rid of it.
This is one of the best things we've done, is fight back. You don't know what you're talking about. And she turns and she walks away.
Don't you walk away from me.
She kind of goes over and talks to some of the other people, and they're kind of blocking her a little bit. You know, it's obvious that, you know, they all kind of stick tight here.
You don't know what you've done. You don't know what you've got involved with. This is the worst thing you could have ever done. Just to start addressing the whole crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You will be regretting this for the rest of your life. You may have a victory now, but the price you'll pay later will be immeasurable.
All right, now give me a... I can let you do these either charm or intimidation, but it'd be running off a fellowship.
It's intimidate.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question while he generates that pool? All the documents and papers and chaos paraphernalia that they promised that they would burn and dispose of afterwards. Who's carrying all that?
Half of it is being carried by Britta and half of it's with Segahart because they didn't trust you guys to, they didn't want to get, you know, destroy it beforehand.
But I just didn't know if all of it was with one or the other. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Difficulty?
I'll give you two.
I will spend just one. Stars. Two successes, one boon, and a chaos star.
Okay. A number of the townsfolk who were part of the cult and all that start looking. They look really like you really got to them. Maybe let's see, there's 17 people there. So with two successes, you're looking. Yeah, about let's see, maybe about eight of them really start getting this kind of like, oh, really? You know, they start, it starts weighing on them. Mm-hmm. Since it's almost all here in front of them, they're like, what did I do to get here? But with the Chaos Star, The man and woman that are with Britta, they're kind of blocking her up. They kind of look over at you, and she specifically eyeballs you, like, you know, she's got something for, you know, she's mm-hmm. got a problem. But they obviously, you got to them. They, you know, they, two of them actually take off the little symbol. They're like, oh, what am I doing? And a few more start doing it just from that group. And others are like, no, this is, they're talking to each other. No, this, we're justified. This is, you know, so you've obviously reached a number of them.
And I'll continue. But let me tell you a story about what happened when you deal with this cult. But you deal with what you've done. I came from a small town. It went through something like this. It was awful. A man went against his family. They were torn apart. And in revenge, his other family went against him. And it continued. And it continued on. And then one day, a stranger came to town thinking that they could settle it. And they talked their good speech. And they made their promises about a quick and easy return to justice. And it didn't work. It worked for a little bit. But in the end, they all killed each other. They all died horrible deaths, regretting what they had done. Do you want to live like that?
No!
You have a chance to take back your lives. You have a chance to put what has been done back into the right place. These people lead you down the wrong path. There's justice, but this is not the kind of justice you want.
All right. As you say that, some of the other people who weren't, you know, part of the cult come out. And there is kind of, they're congregating as a town. And you get the sense that the people who didn't throw down, who weren't moved, are now just they're physically separated from the rest. You know, like the other people threw down are now with their families. They're with the other people, you know, the rest of the town folk who weren't involved. So there's a shift going on there. And then you hear some struggling coming from down the street. Looks like Britta was right about to respond to you, but then it's cut short with yelling and the rest of the party dragging the Baron and the bailiff into the square. And it was an awesome speech from the two points of the fortune pool.
Kudos.
Yeah.
Said that right at the that was in the crowd.
No, I'm sorry, Mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys arrive. Okay, you guys arrive in the square, dragging the Baron.
Anytime he struggles, I slap him.
But yeah, large, like maybe red spots, almost a bruise. Him.
He's a prisoner. We got to protect him.
Your eyes are all in the square. There's the stockade sitting there as this kind of reminder with the flowers, and that's kind of the central piece that you're at. There's a group of. Now, let's see. I said, how many were?
Eight separated.
Eight separated. So there's nine left total. That's including Britta. And Sega Heart, so he's technically 10. Mm-hmm. Who's dragging the bailiff. Drags the bailiff and throws him down kind of in the center. We're in front of the stockade.
My friends and I told you we would bring you justice. And we will. As you can see, this man here before you brought low. We'll be made to see justice.
And I make him kneel. I you know, ruffle the shackles until he kneels.
And say, we've followed our part of the bargain. We have brought him from the manor to you. Now it is your turn to fulfill your part of the bargain.
Cast down those idols. Forget this path you've walked.
And I held up my lantern. You know, with the fire, we're going to cleanse it right now.
And that one that we... Someone did wear.
Because we kept our
part. Oh, you mean that Les Block?
Yeah,
that's the other charm. And it's a cigar.
Like, burn it right now.
Yeah. He goes, he needs to suffer before he dies.
That was not the deal.
That was the deal. That was what happened to my Lenore.
And that is for your people, your town to decide.
Yes.
Well, he takes that.
Would your daughter want that?
Ooh, make a charm check on that.
That's totally what I was going to do.
Easy. Easy.
That's what I was going to do.
But make it.
Yeah.
I believe in you, Lars.
Success and a boon.
Yeah,
it was. A success and a boon.
not British.
He looks. He takes the. He takes the little symbol thing off. Pulls out the papers. He takes the symbol thing. Throws it to the ground. Hands you his thing of the paper.
Hand you.
I take the papers.
You'll dispose of them. I'm sure.
Anyway, Britta hands out to Britta. To
like, she goes, once this is done.
It's not the deal, Britta.
No.
Sigurd already is kind of in motion. He's kind of circling around the two of them. And he's got his pick, which is pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm. You do what you will. Just give us the papers.
Say, wait a minute. Justice is going to be served.
Barthelm's like, you could just let me go. He was telling me what to do. He's obeying order. I follow orders.
I'll kick him out of the ground.
Justice will be served, but not by us, by this town.
Yeah. You kick him a little bit. He goes, Barthelm, I was friends with your brother. I was friends with your uncle.
You can't just murder your noble lord. The repercussions of the town from the outside sources will be far worse.
What are they going to do with him now?
What do you think is going to happen when a witch hunter arrives and he discovers that the town killed their noble lord? That lord needs to be dealt justice, but the town cannot enact it.
Then what do you propose to do with them?
You think they're going to get any justice?
Britta looks over. See, they deceived us from the beginning. They're not going to let us have justice.
I'm saving you by stopping you from killing them. I reach down and grab him by the manacles and I'm pulling him up to his feet.
Well, okay. All right, so you grab...
I grab his shoulders and force him back down.
Oh!
So
I'm holding him by... But
so you guys behind. Have... You guys are now wrestling over the Baron.
I say we can't do this to them.
So much party.
They have no choice. There's going to be no fair justice.
You're dooming them, Mars.
They're doomed either way. There's no fair justice from outside.
Don't make this your doom.
They need to make him disappear.
He can disappear, but he needs to disappear through the proper channels.
I let him go.
Are you dropping?
Okay, no, so yeah, you have...
Okay, I can't.
So Conrad has his hand on him. You've let go of the Baron, but now you've drawn your sword. Okay.
So I've got my...
Everybody here take a stress because the party tension meter just hit 8. It was on 7.
In the meanwhile, what is the Baron doing?
It is going to stay... He's being passed from Lars to...
But, like, is he struggling?
Yeah, well, he's also been beat up a little bit, mm-hmm. So... Lars kind of knocked him.
He's an old man. It shouldn't be a problem.
I mean, somebody should just kick him in the balls and be done with it.
I mean, we're not being nice to him. We're very roughly handling him. But I mean, he's like face down on the ground, and I've got his two arms manacled from behind his back, like, you know, up holding the chains.
Yeah. So
and you've got your foot like or something on his back of his neck holding him down.
Well, no, he let go of him and he drew his sword.
Yes.
Okay, so I've got him as a human shield now in front of you.
Conrad, we made a promise to these people.
The promise was to deliver justice.
Not the kind of justice you're talking about.
The justice you want to deliver is going to get this town killed.
What kind of justice do you think is going
to
happen?
Let's bring him to Bokenhof. Have him tried and slain there.
They're going
to
wipe out this whole town.
They won't. If his truth comes to light, they will kill him and they'll execute him. Not a problem, but it's going to happen in a way that this town can flourish in the future.
They'll bring down witch hunters and
the witch hunter is already coming.
We make what happened here disappear.
How do you do that?
At that point, I say, Lars, you can never make it disappear. I pull up my robe, and you see the mark, the same mark that's on that wood block, is on my arm.
Drop my sword, pick it up.
This kind of thing never leaves, like I said, Lars.
I'm taking steps back now, dragging him like back up the road toward...
Everyone else, take another point of stress. I'm just going to let it hit at 8 every time.
I'm still in the crowd, but I'm beginning to back my way towards...
You are now kind of surrounded by crowd. By
right. I'm backing my way away from the center.
Okay.
We're trying to save this town. What I talked about here, you didn't listen to. If they're taking this path, they're going down the same road.
I'm drawing my other sword.
That Sigurd looks over at you, you're not taking him away from me.
Come with us.
They're not going to give me. They're not going to give me justice.
No one knows you're part of this.
They can't do anything to make up for Lenore. He needs to suffer.
Do you know what happens when this man is accused of all the things that he's going to be accused of? He's going to go to trial, and he has no money to afford a trial.
He's going to have a champion fight for him. He doesn't have a champion.
He's a baron.
Which means he's going to have to fight for himself. And who do you think is going to do that fight when we bring him to Bokenhof?
He's nothing.
I am the judicial champion.
That.
It'll be my task to slay him when we arrive.
God, he's not even going to come to that. He's a baron. They're going to listen. They're not going to listen to us.
You're so naive. They'll give him an award for this. Nobles to more nobles.
You think the Graf is going to tolerate his subjects?
I think turning
against the noble, he can't handle.
I think a Graf who can't pay his taxes and has no money to be in business, who has a failed family, who has the rest of his family even lives out of town and has an entire village which is unproductive and hates him, is a viable candidate for being screwed over in the court.
Well, no, he's talking about the Graf of Bokenhof,
who's his. And he is my main man.
We like this.
Him and his son are my employers. I can make this happen.
I turn to you, friend.
I knock the sword out of your hand. What are you doing? This is not the way.
Never knock this.
Now, as a constellation, the bailiff, I have no problem with. We can slay him.
Your priorities are all wrong.
I am saving this town by doing this.
You will not.
You will know, like Manfred's stirring speech earlier, you will reap the repercussions of your actions later, and they are the ones who are going to suffer for it.
We didn't hear the speech. Yeah, I don't know what you got.
This town has been
obviously
tamed.
Everybody was moved by the time we got
yes.
there. Yeah, obviously something dramatic had happened.
This town has been tamed already.
Infer that it was awesome. I'm assuming it was.
Let the town decide. All the town.
I'm still walking. I'm still backpedaling.
You're gonna run into like townsfolk. So
I'm gonna try and keep pushing through if they'll let me.
They won't let you yet.
And say the
heart. Let the whole town. Yeah. And I point to like all of them. Yes, people are coming out of the buildings.
So okay, so I raise my voice and say, "What happens? You all know what happens if you kill him here. What happens?" And I look to the guy next to me. What happens?
He looks down. There's...
What happens when a witch hunter comes and sees that you guys killed him?
There might be bad things that happen.
Bad things happen. Then I look at someone else, right?
Yeah, maybe.
A few other people?
They look away. They don't look. Looks like they don't want to deal with that.
You guys don't want to deal with this problem. You want it solved, but you don't want to deal with it. Someone needs to deal with it.
I'll solve it. Bring him here.
What, you think you'll deal with the witch hunter?
I'll deal with the witch hunter. I'll deal with whoever comes for me.
You cannot deal with this witch hunter.
And what makes you think, once you've slain that witch hunter, Lars, what happens then?
We'll kill the next one.
So what then?
What made me kill you, Conrad?
Don't keep coming, Lars.
Last name Skywalker?
What happened? Whoa.
I don't stand for this sort of injustice, and it's going to be injustice. Let the town decide. That's all I have to say.
All right, let's let the town decide. They'll make the right decision.
I'll stand by whatever the town decides.
If they don't, I'll stop them.
Conrad is convinced that the town will see logic in this.
What is Ella doing?
Ella is just watching, wondering why somebody doesn't put him in jail or something. Just let him rot there.
We're trying to.
That's what Conrad's trying to do.
The same thing that you were saying, kick him in the balls. Now you want to put him in jail.
Well, I'm taking a very feminine approach to it.
Sigahart looks over at his townsfolk. You think they're going to give him a fair trial? You think the Graf is going to look at his fellow noble and choose us over him?
Something you
and
may
it looks
all
like,
not know.
It looks like some of the guys who are naysaying, like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to interject. Something you guys may not know about this noble here, he just paid his taxes. You want to know how much short he was on his last tax payment? I come up with some random number. That sounds like a lot.
Okay.
And so the Graf of Bokenhof, do you think he likes this guy right now? Do you think he wants to do favors for him?
You know who he's going to blame? You people. You're not working the mines hard enough.
He's management.
Then they'll come after the town.
This town needs new management. Conrad for
president! Conrad for president!
Yeah, bumper stickers.
My horse. But why does Lars not agree that throwing him in jail would be the solution to this problem?
Out of character, Lars knows that there will be no justice having him tried by other nobles. Yeah, and he knows there's no... That's just a bunch of BS.
I'm hoping.
And he promised these people justice, and he knows that's not it.
All right. You guys need to convince the townsfolk.
I mean, I've already made my...
Yeah, everyone's made their... Okay, here's what we're going to do. You're championing one side, Conrad, because you're the most outspoken.
I keep knocking the sword out of his hand.
you're championing that side. You three get take a blue die and just hold on to it. Okay. Assemble I'm going to say it's a leadership up front. You're trying to sweat. You're trying to move a people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to try and assist.
Let you use charm if you find some way to flatter them or talk about something that's of interest, which might be easy for one side. The other side, or you can use guile if you outright lie to them and you say, this is what I'm lying about.
What is if you have no actual idea if what you're saying is true?
Then it's not an outright lie. You have to this is more of a game concept of, okay. I want you to specifically tell them something that is not true that you're going to have to deal with later if you want to use the other skill.
I intend to deal with what's happening later, though. I mean, that's...
Yeah, no, that's, I understand that. It's going to be harder for you just because you're going against the flow, so to speak, so...
Can we assist anything?
You can assist. All of you have a blue die in front of you. Whoever you assist, put that die in their pile.
Lars, I'm sorry.
And just say how you two have already assisted. Ella, how do you assist?
I assist Conrad just because I'm against death in principle, so I don't want him to be killed.
So what do you do to help?
I am going to appeal to the townsfolk's more humane sides and say, yes, he did horrible, horrible things, but killing him is not going to solve the problem. You have to make him pay, and that is to suffer. Make him suffer in jail.
That's exactly what I wanted to say.
Okay. You have a difficulty of 3.
Okay.
You have 0 difficulty because you're already pushing what they want. So...
Oh, boy.
That's a lot of three minus 3.
Yeah, we succeed with 1.
Yes. Would succeed with 1 and 1 and a boon.
Oh God, we're still in a stalemate.
And the witch hunter.
Roll for the town.
No, that sways the town or not. Wow, that's a tight one.
The thing is, possession is 9/10 of the law, Lars, and I'm going to Bokenhof. And I start pushing through my side of the town. I'm assuming this side of the crowd that I'm standing on is the one that more or less agrees with me. So
at this stage, yes.
So I am going to continue backing up and allow them to park for me as I begin walking down the road.
I'm going to see if that actually happens.
What? Or you're just going to let the...
Is the crowd interject or is it going
to
happen?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not to the point where I'm going to go take him.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell the town the truth.
The town seems like they're like talking amongst themselves, and like some of them are kind of grudgingly opening up and looking to the others. What are we going to do? Like they don't know. They need leadership. They need you guys have thrown this huge monkey wrench into this thing. And okay, so you're backing up. It looks like the town is actually like they're not going to make a decision on this.
They're okay with whatever we decide.
Yeah. And Sigahart goes, I can't let that happen. And he runs at the Baron with his pick. Does anyone want to do anything?
I want to run after.
Does someone want to start? Okay, what do you do?
I will swing at the bag of his head with my hammer.
Okay.
Knock him out.
Go for it.
Not necessarily kill him. But it's just a melee strike?
Yes. It's not easy to like knock someone out and just like you're gonna like hurt him with it's a warhammer, so
can I block it with my shield? Run up?
Yes, you can.
Oh no!
Can I go reckless?
Yeah, you can go one reckless on this.
I'm recklessly blocking.
Okay, I'll let you throw in another purple, so it's gonna be 2 purples. There you go.
True block, yes.
Yes.
For my
and everyone take a stress.
This episode should be called A Party Divided.
This one is for...
This is the best type of PvP. This especially totally is.
This is a white dice or yellow dice?
It's a white dice. It's a white dice
specialization. And a side note, I know a guy who's recharged.
I know a guy!
No, I know him!
I will spend 2 fortune on this attack. 2 purples, no black.
One success, three veins.
Oh, no.
All right, he shoulders into you. You kind of lose it a little bit, but you do hit him.
You both get knocked out.
And you take a fatigue from that. Actually, no, you don't take a fatigue. Those banes are the town. Not they look like they kind of, you've woke them up a little from their
attacking the leader's bane.
Yeah, well, attacking one of their own, but you still hit him. So how much damage do you do?
I'm gonna take a stress just for the sheer act of him trying to stop me.
Gotcha.
Your friend.
That's in addition to the stress I told everyone to take when the whole thing went down. Yeah. Okay. So how much damage do you do with that?
8 damage. Pierce one.
Yeah, he doesn't have any armor. So.
This is the bailiff.
Yeah, no. He smacked Sigurhart.
That's actually Pierce three now.
Sigurhart came at you. Well, not you.
Oh, Sigurhart, not the. I'm sorry, not the noble. Right.
Yeah, he came at the noble. Where's the noble?
I have no.
Yeah, no. So, all right.
And
so
who is Sigurhart? Who is Sigurhart?
No one has him.
He's running.
He ran. I'm sorry. Thank you. The dwarf came and smacked him in the back of the head with his hammer. Lars tried to intervene and. Okay, so Sigurhart does not. It stops him from. You know, you hit him. He gets knocked over. He's clutching his head. He's bleeding.
Wait, for a superior weapon, you roll an extra yellow dice.
Extra white die.
Should I even roll it?
Yes.
More.
Don't kill him.
Okay. Because you could.
Pierce three.
This isn't like, you know, it's not like,
Yeah.
It's a warhammer. You hit someone in the head with a warhammer.
I'm going to turn it sideways.
Yeah.
With my biting hammer.
Turn it sideways. Wait, that one's worse.
It's going to hook.
He's on the ground clutching his head. It's bleeding. He's laying out in front of you. He didn't make, you know, obviously didn't make it.
Britta, Sigurhart, I was going to suggest you take over this town.
Britta, when he sees that,
now I guess you'll have to.
Screams that, you know, they've betrayed us, and her eyes light up, and she throws this.
Oh, don't you! I pull the noble aside.
Okay.
From the whatever is about to be thrown at us.
Okay.
And, put him behind. Stand in front of him.
You gotta take the.
How close am I?
You are close enough.
I can't
even pretend
for so long. I am the judicial champion.
I was going to do.
Even I
willpower four, sufficient power.
I'm getting my bow and arrow out, and I'm going to aim an arrow at him.
Okay.
I want to. One power in this way. Three power. So I'll spend 3 power to give her an extra misfortune die.
Misfortune?
Challenge dice.
Challenge die. Okay.
And you cannot dodge a spell, can you?
Certain ones, yes. Depends on the nature of them.
What did you use?
Let me know if I can, because I have a
counter spell. So I'll spend 3 to give her challenge die.
Always at the ready.
What is your intelligence? Oh, no, it's not. This is not against intelligence. This is just straight up.
Can we know the name of the spell?
I'm using Flickering Fire of Cinch.
Oh, that one.
Oh, that, yeah.
Okay. Boom, boom, boom. No, she's going to be one reckless.
I know how to dodge that. Down, down, beat.
is this a ranged... Oh, so, or a spell or blessing that targets my defense?
It does not target your defense.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So hammer three successes and a chaos star.
She misfires.
The same.
Okay, so you're going to suffer 7 damage, and one of them's a crit.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so 4.
It would have hit the Baron, but you threw
the
Baron out
of the
way.
Like normal though.
Yeah, you can soak it like normal.
So 3, I soak 7, so I take 1 normal wound since it doesn't do anything beyond that.
Okay.
You have to at least successfully deal a wound before one can be converted to a crit.
So you have 7, okay. So it's just 1.
I'm sorry, you said 7 damage?
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry, I only soaked 6.
Oh, miss a crit. All right, flip it over.
Flesh wound.
And when she does this, is this... This said it was fire, so she kind of conjures fire?
Yes.
Or...
It's like this bluish flame that I'm just goes out. So I can use kind of tweaking it a little bit so it's not, you know.
No, that's fine.
For those keeping it at home, so.
Gonna use it in my next speech.
Yeah.
Your next speech.
And she looks at you when she hits you and misses the Baron. She, you know, she obviously is.
I take
it
in the chest.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. There's a miscast and everyone gets affected by it. What is it? It's... You find yourself... Oh, this is so perfect! Oh. You find yourself screaming curses in a strange, demonic tongue. Everyone in close range. So that's going to be...
The whole crowd begins erupting.
Everyone, yeah, the inner part of the crowd, each of you. It takes a supreme willpower to intersperse your blasphemous shrieks with normal speech. All your fellowship and spellcraft checks gain purple till the end of the encounter.
Oh...
All right. This is straight up like an exorcist moment.
Yes.
Yeah, even Grimpaw is now like barking in the
bike park. I won't have it go the entire encounter, but I'll just say for a while, you guys are all taken over by this. You all start chanting out these blasphemous
demonic turrets.
Yeah. And then it goes away. Your next roll, like if you guys do anything like now, it's going to affect those things. What do you do? Or you want to watch and see what happens?
I told you.
I let loose an arrow.
Okay. Go.
Okay.
Flunk. And
that is neither spellcraft nor fellowship, so go for it.
It's athletics, right?
No, it's agility. It's agility plus ballistic skill.
Okay. So 3. Oh, what's the difficulty?
You can do it, Ella. Just like when you shot
it
Mars.
It is 1. I guess it's going to be 1.
Just 1.
I'm so glad I gave her this bow.
She wronged you, like, the
wrong. I'm gonna throw it.
Maybe I'm sorry she shocked you with this.
I believe in you!
Yeah, you do.
I succeed with a Chaos Star. 2 successes.
I had picked that bow.
So that's normal damage.
All right. Which is your agility plus the strength of your bow. The weapon damage of the bow, do you recall what that is?
It's 5.
It's
so.
5.
So 5 plus your agility is probably 8.
8. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Armor piercing 1 if it matters.
It doesn't matter. She's not really... I'm not going to count the cloth right now. So yeah. It catches her in the shoulder and she hisses at you. The Chaos Star is... She, you know, her eyes start glow this sickening... It's almost this greenish blue or something. And she throws her hand out at you.
Oh, no.
And this, like, you're kind of this, like, not as intense, but this kind of light blue fire. It looks like she's trying to do something, but it didn't fully manifest. But it washes over you for a moment. Uh-oh. Make a toughness check, a resilience check, versus 1.
Toughness.
You're tough.
Uh-oh. So very peace.
Mine against 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Time to use fortune.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. More chaos.
2 successes, a boon, and a chaos star.
You get 1 corruption.
Welcome to the club. It's all the voices.
Hey, look what I got.
I'm still free.
Yeah,
long way to go.
Does anyone else do anything? After she shoots Britta. Sigahard is still on the ground. The Baron is on the ground trying to get himself back up. Because you threw him down.
No. I just pulled him to the side.
Oh, okay.
So I'm holding him by the chains.
You actually, I think you let go when you got hit by the fire.
Did I, though?
Yes. He's on the ground.
Okay, well, I'm going to immediately just go and re-grab
him. Okay, so that's what you're now engaged.
I'm not engaging. I'm holding on to him.
If you want to grab him, you're going to have to, like, that's
I'm
like
just
you're
grabbing him by the chains. He can.
Well, no, he's kind of scurried because you fell. So if you want to grab him. Right. It's you're gonna have. That's what you're doing. You have to like turn to the side and hold on to.
Oh yeah, I'm not engaging in the combat.
Okay,
because
he's trying to like squirt. You know, he's trying
he's
to
not
get away
going anywhere.
Okay,
I'm going to shield slam the witch.
Okay,
I don't know if I have to move.
You have to move. You run up to her and shield slam.
Get my arrow back.
Yeah,
he breaks it.
Oops, it's a chaotic arrow now.
This is resilience.
The demonic arrow is
like shouting things at us too.
Yeah, it's gibbering in demonic speech. The arrowhead's like
basically, I'm all giving you all a chance to do something before those two plus the rest of the town reacts.
Even me again, or
ooh, some fatigue.
Probably not because I hit him.
Yeah, I'll let.
Target is not prone. That's one of these. Hit for 4 plus strength damage. So that's 8 damage, and I have 2 boons in addition.
So 8 damage?
2 boons get rid of a stress.
Okay, sure. Fatigue, if you had
which
it.
Which I just got from this.
Okay. So 8 damage, you said?
8 damage, and I knocked her prone.
Okay, she falls on the ground. You feel that that would have actually probably, that plus the arrow should have killed her. She looks up at you, and it, her
Demon prince.
Yield, witch!
She falls on the ground, and her shirt has been torn, and now you notice between, like, down on her chest, there's this eye that opens up.
Oh, oh no.
Creepy!
Baron's over here?
Mm-hmm. I'm not looking.
And you, yeah.
Whoops, she's indecent.
So now, everyone make a discipline check.
No. Okay. Since Conrad didn't see this,
you've turned.
I did turn.
So you get.
I sense something.
It's
wrong.
It is going to be. It's going to be average. Mm-hmm. It for Conrad, it's easy because he turned.
This is difficult.
For you, it is hard because you're looking at her because you shot her. For you, it's hard because you're looking at her. You hit her. You guys, it's average.
You said discipline.
Discipline.
Ain't no thing like a chicken wing.
One success.
One okay. success. If you failed,
I need a purple.
Let me know how many purple you roll.
Oh boy.
I don't want to throw any fortune.
Well,
I
should
throw.
A neutral.
I don't
want to
throw any fortune.
Might be the
fountain.
Boon
and
a chaos star.
You fail with a chaos star.
Well,
oh no. Not Ella.
You failed with a chaos star.
It was okay. Nice knowing
and
you.
And a boon.
And a boon. Okay. How many dice did you roll? 3.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh no. Not right now.
Damn.
This party's falling apart.
Damn.
Nothing.
I'm going to steal the witch hunter's so horse and
fail?
Ride off the
boat. Fail with a boon.
2? Okay. All right. If you failed, you take a number of stress equal to the number that you failed by. If that pushes you over your willpower, that is going to become a temporary insanity.
So well, I failed by
for you.
0.
Well, no, you failed. No, it's like however many dice you had. So okay. you would get two stress.
I got you.
You would get 3 stress. Oh. If you got a chaos star, you also take a point of corruption.
No! Oh, but I didn't fail. I just got
so, killed. Oh, you take a point of corruption
also. I succeeded.
So if you're over your willpower. In this case, this is not normally how it is, but in this case... If this attack pushed you over your willpower in stress, then you're going to get one. And it's going to have a number of tokens as many points as you're over your stress.
I will take a temporary insanity.
Yeah. And how many points over your stress did it put you?
2.
2. So it's going to have 2 tokens.
Temporary insanities are fun.
They're not.
What, this isn't normally how the temporary insanity thing works, but this is unique to the eye. So we're going to go until I think what's the... until we get the appropriate... Chaos and violence. Mental mutation when fatigued or distressed at twice the number of black dyes the pool. Obviously something is wrong with your body. You can't see it, but sometimes you can feel it lurking inside you. It's only a matter of time before it happens. That fits with you because you're afraid
totally
of
that. Right. Yeah,
so put 2 tokens on it.
That's gonna drive Ellen.
Who else is over their willpower? Nobody? Okay. So you after shooting the arrow, he knocks her down, and then you just look into the eye, and it looks back into you, and you hear whispering in your mind, and you realize there's something unclean about it, and there's something unclean about you, and it's just like...
I told you should have took that bath.
The town, now...
Oh, no.
Looks like they've gotten angry. There's the ones who are still in the cult with the cultists, the still ones who are still with them. All like they look like they're ready to fight.
Who?
The 9 remaining cultists.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
The 9 remaining dedicated cultists. Cigarettes on the ground, with his head going out.
That's right.
Like the rest of the townsfolk also look like they're about to get violent, but not as focused and they look like, hey, we're this has gone too far. So, what do you guys do? You can act, you can speak, anything. Either you have a moment to where you think you could maybe say something. This isn't like they're about to start,
Kill the witch first.
Lars would kill the witch. When
All right.
saw the eye, he would just pierce it with his sword. He would just stab her through the chest.
All right.
Without thinking.
All right, Lars, your action is stab the witch. Go.
It's an awesome stage bit.
Do you roll for that? Since she's prone and you're on top of her?
Do I get
a bonus? I'll let you, if you just want to kill her right now, I'll let you do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I mean, I could roll, and you'll probably just blow it out.
I knocked her over.
She doesn't have that much health left anyway.
I knocked her over, and I'm just stabbing through the eye.
Mm-hmm. Not looking.
Witch.
Okay.
Demon chaos bond. something like that. She, and then some demonic curse words.
Okay. Yeah. Roll the purple die. That's what you would have gotten. Nothing. Okay. I just wanted, you know, it would have failed.
Something bad could happen.
Yes, something bad could have happened. So, she starts whispering something. You hear it like almost like she's whispering in your ear. And it's this horrible language, but then she she kind of cocks her head back as you stab her, and like this like small flame kind of shoots out and up, and then she writhes around for a moment. And all this horrible blue black and goo comes out of the eye, and then she stops moving. What does someone else do? Before the town reacts.
Speech. You see what you've been following? This woman has clearly been touched by chaos. And you think that she would lead you to find peace? That what she wanted you to do would help find solace in your hearts for what's been done? No. This woman is clearly evil. And she will make all of you evil if you continue on this path. Cast down those idols. Cast down those idols. Relinquish the hold on your heart that she has taken.
All right, make a leadership or charm. Either way,
I'll let you go. Transition careers in a creature.
I know.
And for you, it's easy.
I'm sorry, you said charm or...
Or leadership, wherever you want to roll it.
With the eye, like, dead, does any of my...
You feel better, but you don't feel better. You know, it touched you, and you just... It hasn't let go yet.
Okay.
You know, you're affected. It won't do it anymore.
Yay! Well.
Okay. That's his leadership.
A little
bit. Woohoo! One success, two boons.
Okay. You look like you've talked the cultists down from being cultists. The rest of them. Like, that was enough of a show. But the rest of the town folk are still mad because you haven't, there's still violence against their people and there's still the Baron you haven't addressed, so.
We've addressed him.
Well, not just now. His thing didn't do that. He said, stop being cultists. They stopped being cultists. This was a great example of, he jumped on it. Anyone else want to act, or do you want to see what the townsfolk do?
I'm gonna bring the Lord, the Baron, to his feet and kind of have him like close by again.
Okay. Sigahart kind of starts getting up, holding his head, bleeding, blood's gushing down.
I whisper something into the Baron's ear that I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that works too.
Write it down.
I need a promotion.
I will work for you.
Okay, so he brings the Baron out. Sigahart gets up. Anyone else?
I step towards Sigahart and point my hammer at him and tell him that he's not going to hurt the Baron. That I won't let him get to him. Stand between him and
mm-hmm. the Baron. He's holding his head. He's not going to see justice any other way. You take him to town, and he'll get away. He'll be fine. And they'll come back, and they'll hurt us anyway. And nothing will be done about my Lenore.
This is not the way to go about this. We have to try and get justice.
This is the only justice there is.
I know what I want to say, but I cannot say what
I sheath my sword.
Mm-hmm. He goes, he looks at you, look me in the eye, and tell me that this man doesn't deserve to die right now.
He's looking at.
He looks at you. You two actually feel that stare more than these guys do.
It's deeply hardened. It doesn't bother me.
I do, and who else does?
You do, and Lars. Not that he's he's not like focusing on you guys, but he looks. And he's, when a father loses his daughter in this way, there's nothing else that can be done. And both of you feel that a little bit more than the rest of these guys do.
Because you guys are going to have a child.
Oh, that was a delicious tension breaker.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, man.
You guys planted something?
I mean, with my temporary insanity, I'm really considering doing something, though. But I'm wondering if I should do it or not.
Do it.
Let the dice decide. Just roll a dice.
Yeah, roll a dice. See what happens.
To roll the dice to indicate whether I should make the decision.
I'm going to roll a white dice if this.
No, make a decision. Out. Make a decision. Go with it. There is no right decision. There's no right decision coming out of any of this. There's no good.
So I'm feeling very tainted and unclean, and I'm so just sad for this town because, no, that's not really what I'm planning on doing.
Nope.
I take out an arrow. I take aim at the Baron.
Oh, that is dumb. I mean.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you do anything, Conrade?
I mean, I'll step in front of him again.
Oh, okay.
But
so
do you have time to?
You haven't shot
it. I do it very suddenly.
Well, you pull the arrow out. You haven't shot it yet.
Are you shooting it? Or are you...
Okay, well, here's what'll happen. If you're going to do a quick shot at him, then...
Wait! How close am I to him?
Pretty far. We're
all at close range. We're all technically at close range. I will let you basically defend, but it may end up hurting you instead.
Yeah, I'm kind of planning on that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not engaged with him, right?
No, you're not.
Okay, so I can't do. So I would have to.
You could move and become engaged, but then it becomes a.
Yeah, then it's like
a lot more obvious.
Skerfuffle.
All right, so you. All right, you pull an arrow and you fire.
I pull an arrow and I fire.
All right, well, okay.
Skerfuffle, my.
All right, you have. Oh, hold on. There's.
Hold on. How are we ever going to put the pieces back together after this?
I have things I can do too.
The fellowship is
okay.
Yeah, right.
Kendall.
This is my agility again.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Ballistic skill.
And
you can use reckless if you want to take a step.
I will take. Yeah.
So take one of your. Since it's a quick and.
And I will also use my last fortune.
So I'm. Can I use a dodge attack in the opposite effect where I'm trying?
I'm
to
basically already way. Giving you that. I'm giving her an extra purple.
But I'm improved dodge.
That's
I'm
what
improved
I'm.
Jump in the way.
That's what I'm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I roll?
Here, I'll give an extra black because I was already going to give you that for without the improved.
Can I get a white for being a woman?
If you can,
you know, you probably deserve that.
We're dealing with a rapist here.
I will also give you a white die because of what Sigahart said.
Yes.
Which I think is the motivation in the first place. So
I have one die down.
Protect your unborn child. What
can I use this based on what I just told him beforehand in trying to protect my interests to motivate myself?
Yeah, you can. Go ahead. You take a black die.
Oh my god. Okay.
As he moves a little extra fast.
I'll have to reroll.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Oh man.
Oh. Oh
geez. Oh, she failed with a fatigue.
That's the same.
I just failed.
Oh.
Ah, that canceled out exactly.
Friendship is over.
Two banes. You. It grazes you as you move out of the way.
Why do you keep shooting at people?
At our people.
The wrong people.
She did the right thing.
Apparently, I'm gonna say. Well, apparently, all you can do is graze somebody with that arrow.
Ooh. Ow.
Ouch.
Even though she clearly just shot the Panar lookalike.
Does anyone else want to do anything?
When
she
matters.
Just pulls and shoots at the Baron.
I made my speech.
I'm gonna do it again.
I'm backpedaling still up the road.
Okay.
I'm gonna continue like increasing the range between us.
Okay. It looks like some of the people are starting to move kinda like they're gonna like they wanna stop you.
Is this when the horse comes up and I like grab it and I'm like,
there is no horse.
You keep bringing up all horse.
I do have to walk this guy back.
If you want a horse,
fighting the whole way backwards. All right. Well, I mean, I've still got him in one hand, the sword in the other.
Mars, you should charge.
I'm gonna tell him to stand behind me.
Okay. All right. So he gets behind you. He's. So now he's
Conrad's backpedaling.
Yeah, he's backpedaling. He's got the Baron behind him.
We're giving him the proper justice. You all know this. Pointing at you, Manfred. You, Ragnar. I'm not looking at you anymore. Lars, I don't know what to do with you. We'll talk about this later.
If there is later.
Maybe I'm increasing the distance between us.
Yeah, he's slowly
where
going.
Where are you going?
I'm walking out the front gate of the
town. And then
town.
Where are you going
to
go?
I'm going to walk my ass backwards to Bokenhof.
And we're just going to follow you.
Well, unless you guys are closing that gap, I'm putting some distance between us.
I'm going to go up to Ella. and then put my arm on your arm.
Thanks.
My hand on your arm.
Uh-huh.
Lower your bow.
Okay.
And I'm going to whisper a prayer at Ulrich, which is going to take some stress away.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Yes. I'm going to try a blessing of health.
Okay.
Can I relieve some stress?
But if he makes his roll.
If he succeeds.
You technically have to
cast it first, then do
your to ask for a favor and all that. But I'll just let you do it since we're not really in a
The healer is being healed.
Mm. One of the tea providers being healed.
Because I have an extra point of fellowship
list.
Didn't I heal one of your wounds? I took away one of your critical wounds.
Don't break
your beard.
You give my hand back.
Bring
your beard.
Oh.
Nobody touches my beard.
You should shave him one day while he's asleep.
I know, right?
Oh.
You want to see party
I want you to make an intuition check.
So do I need to curry the favor?
Against a 4 attribute.
What are you saying? I got the favor.
I'll just go with it.
All right, you cover 3 stress.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's
you still have the,
And when I get a chance, I'm going to go talk to this guy.
Okay.
What's his name?
Sigahart.
Sigahart, yes.
Townsfolk seem kind of like...
The townsfolk?
Because now that you're shooting each other, it's become kind of like, what's going on? Who's helping us? Who's not?
But they're letting him keep drag...
There's some they're kind of following around. They're kind of...
Everybody's at a distance, but...
Yeah.
But are they going to let him get to the gate?
We don't know.
There is no gate.
There is a gate, but it's just, you know, you can just keep going. I mean, it's all walking. It's not like once he gets to the gate, he's home free.
Right.
So.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm making progress. You're shooting arrows at me. I want to increase
the distance. Shooting arrows at the Baron. You're just in the way.
I happen to be in between him, though.
If you would just step out of the way, you would be fine.
I mean, yeah.
All right. So, did you make the check?
I failed.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna use the Pool of Shadows to try and give him some cover as he makes his escape. But I've got
now this has become a...
Wait, this is a historic moment for the show. Manfred just helped somebody.
What?
Did he?
I don't know, I mean, it sounds like...
I help people all the time.
On accident?
I'm excited to see... What are you doing?
Pool of Shadows, I'm going to...
Like envelop...
Hopefully put a area of shadow around you, so it's going to be difficult to see you as you make your escape. Hopefully.
When it disappears, you're just a little farther down the road.
Right over there. I think I can run and get him.
Someone go get the horses.
I mean, where are you going to go? You're dragging a man with you. As soon as you're alone, that man is going to be like, okay, I'm going to fight for myself now.
I got another speech after
that. I'm keeping that guy subdued. He's in bad shape still.
He got a lot of drama.
Yeah, and he's naked. He's probably cold. It's still in the middle of the night.
It's cold.
Interesting.
We are in the Northern Empire.
Yeah,
he probably is freezing.
And it's autumn, so... Or it's the beginning of autumn.
It's probably a good, like, 50 degrees right now.
No, it's... Yeah, maybe, like, the high... High 50s or high 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, but you know, these people are raised here, so.
Oh, yeah. This is for power, which I won't get enough power. Whoa!
But there's no, it's, it, you, you don't have, the thing can't be triggered, so. Mm-hmm. It triggers, but nothing happens, so.
So I'll get no power, except for I'll get 1 off of the boons.
Okay. You'll recover stress.
Yes, I can. Like I said, I'll try.
Next.
So I'm going to go up to...
You did that. What is Ella doing? You feel better.
I feel better. Oh. Yeah, I do feel better. I'm a little calmer.
He tried to lower your hand. You know, he lowered your hand. Although you can just go, screw this, and just go. But that's... At that stage, you're making a statement, so...
Yeah. And I really shot mostly because I was overcome by a lot of the stress and the, you know, the crazy in my head. So...
Crazy.
I'm gonna remain on just subdued at the moment. I'm not gonna do anything else.
Okay. Lars? Yeah, you wanna...
Alright, so I'm gonna go up to,
Sigurd.
Sigurd. And I'll whisper to him. We'll see how this plays out. If there's no justice, I will bring you his head back. I swear it's a priest of Ulrich.
He seems like he's just completely broken down at this stage.
Can I hear him?
Huh?
Can I hear that whispered?
Yeah, no. He's whispered it. He got close. Sigahar just, at this stage, he's just completely, he's a wreck now. He's, you know, he tries to get up and he staggers and he holds his head. It looks like he doesn't have much left in him.
That's what that
happens. And he realizes he's never going to see any of the, you know, he's never going to see justice for his daughter. He's not going to, and you know, what's going to happen in the town now?
Never.
That's what he says. What's going to happen in this town now? When he brings that baron to the graf, we're all dead.
I have no words for him.
Yeah. So the townsfolk eventually stop because they realize the entire town's not going. They're all looking to each other, but they obviously they don't have the answers. You guys shook them up way too much. You guys put them in a you know, you didn't convince them one way, but you obviously did, you know, threw enough doubt to where they're looking to each other, looking for a single answer, and they don't have it.
I'm walking out of town. If anybody wants to come with me, you're welcome to.
Who's in town still? All the rest of us?
Yeah, okay. The rest of us.
She is now gone, so I'll flip him. There's the bailiff who's... I kept thinking, I'll just casually kill him just to, you know, up the tension, and he just survived.
Oh, they can do whatever they want.
Okay.
I'm dejected, and I'm just going to start walking out of town.
I have no reason to stay in town now that I know my father and Erwin aren't here, so I'm going to start walking back to the Bokenhof.
Roll a fortune die. Roll two fortune dice.
Okay.
You got a
success and a boon.
A boon. Sigahart looks at you and he goes, he looks up and he says, "Your friends, they went into the hills."
Thank you.
Tell her she was right.
Okay. Will do.
She was right about everything.
She was right about everything.
And then he just kind of hangs his head down, crawls over to the thing of flowers and just hunches over them.
I put my hand on his back and say, "I'm very sorry about your daughter." And then I just keep walking.
I gotta go get those papers off her dead body.
Okay.
I'm going to get those papers and stuff them away to be burned at a later date.
Okay. There's some fire, there's some...
Oh, I'll just support you and take them and
you can...
I'll burn those suckers right now.
They put a fire up or something.
Just you're not taking them back?
You've always taken all the other books and evil things back.
I have a collection of...
He would have.
That's a good point. Okay. I'll keep those.
He reaches back in the fire. Oh, no.
The fact that we know we're about to talk to a witch hunter in about 10 minutes has no bearing on that decision at all.
Maybe he went some other way.
Maybe he did.
He went the long way.
So I think we're all walking back. We're all sort of staggered out.
Yes.
No one's saying anything.
I'm staying far away from you.
I have nothing to say to you.
It's going to be a long, cold walk back to Bogenhof.
A confusing one, too. Who's on whose side now?
Doesn't matter. We started this adventure awkward, and we're going to end it awkward.
Just so a different layer of awkward.
So you guys leave town, you guys walking out.
We all sort of camp together, but no one says anything.
Yeah, there's just this awkward silence. No one seems to bridge the gap anywhere in there, that first night at least.
I've since gagged the Baron.
Yeah. Okay.
Then one night casually, we tell Conrad, "If anything bad happens to that town, you're responsible."
Tom, don't worry.
No, you don't understand. I will hold you responsible.
I'm holding myself responsible. I'm going to make this work.
I better.
I'm going to make this work. And when I say this, it's like italics.
this work.
this thing that I have working right now, I'm making it work.
Your political group. Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys continue walking off, and I think this is a nice way to end. You know, kind of have the montage of everyone looking.
I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah. This thing of everyone kind of in their own corners, Sometimes they look over, you can look over their shoulder at the others, but you don't say anything. Everything's just kind of hanging in the air.
Very awkward.
I'm still not even in my right mind, really. I'm just kind of like trying to cope with my inner hatred.
You need to roll to see if this is
appropriate. Yes, please make a discipline check. All you need, no difficulty. Make two successes on it. Spend That's what you need.
Oh, right, right.
About stress.
Spend all your fortune.
No, I don't have about any more left. Oh, you can heal. You can heal stresses if you slap. So, or you can heal wounds and stresses if you slap.
Which is
two boons.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. You are permanently insane.
Ha!
So you can take those tokens off of it, and there you go. You now hear.
Yeah, you're officially part of the
group. You'll learn to play with it, like me and my lack of hand.
Mr. Corrupt, Mr. One-Handed.
So here's one wound that gets healed. The critical wound is a
one day just
difficulty one.
Yeah. So you need to, if you can get one success, then
difficulty.
You need, oh, difficulty's two because you're critically wounded.
And that's resilience. Toughness is three. We're gonna die though. Put in resilience. It's resilience, right?
Yes.
I do not. I get one, but I also get a chaos star.
Don't worry about it. Just turn it. And there we go. Awesome. So yeah, we.
Oh my goodness.
You guys walk into the darkness. You know.
That was tense.
That was
awesome. Awesome.
I mean, like, I'm all worked up about it.
Grimbot, mm-hmm. Intact.